Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking, so always looking for and finding the good. You've tuned into Insider Tips, and we are here today. I am deeply humbled and honored to be speaking with a representative of one of the most important organizations in the United States of America, and therefore the world, because the United States of America is what protects the world, and the American Legion is deeply involved. First of all, a huge thank you for being here. Wonderful. Jim Triola, please say hello to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people around the world listening to this podcast.
I'm so pleased to be on the show today. Thank you so much.
You're entirely welcome. We're going to dive right in. If you don't know, have never heard of the American Legion, you are missing out. And I urge everybody to begin to learn more about the American Legion. You can do that through the program we're going to be talking about today, which is called Be the One. It is so vital to understand that the people who joined our service and helped protect us are now on the front line facing suicide on a regular basis. It is a tragedy of enormous proportions that people should even consider suicide, the ones who protected us. So we're going to go deep, Jim, and you're going to help make us understand what's going to happen. We in just a few days, we have coming up something called the Armed Forces Day. It was originally put in place by President Harry Truman back in 1949. It occurs on this Saturday, May 20th, 2023. And it is so important to understand that Armed Forces Day, and then followed directly by Memorial Day, is a time for every single American, to reach out to people who are in service to say thank you for your service and to make sure they understand that you are available to be of benefit and help at any moment. Is that right, Jim?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's just talk about the program called Be the One, because it shakes me to my very soul that there are people in from the armed forces who have served either on the front line or in any capacity whatsoever that are now taking their own lives because they don't see hope. And the Be the One program is that tip of the spear that can really help people. And it's so easy, by the way. Any veteran, if you know them, you know of them, urge them to do the following. Reach out and call 988 extension 1. 988 extension 1. 988 extension 1 in the United States of America. And go to betheone.org, B-E-T-H-E-O-N-E, betheone.org. Yeah, you can use www, you don't even need it. betheone.org. Let's just dive right in and tell us what is the issue here, Jim, that is facing people and that is causing this terrible, horrible pandemic called suicide.
So going back about 3 years ago, the American Legion we decided to have one big priority. Our number one priority right now is preventing veteran suicide. And what we decided to do was 3 years ago, we signed a contract with an Indy race car team, Chip Ganassi Racing in Indianapolis. And what we did was we took this car and made it into a national program called Be the One. And the purpose of doing it nationally was to get America to understand what was going on in the veteran community. And it's a travesty of what's going on. So the statistics since 9/11, 125,000 veterans have taken their own lives since then. That's more than we lost in Vietnam. That's more than we lost since then. It's 50% more than with civilians taking their own lives. And from the local level, and by the way, that car is resonating. We get 6 to 8 million people watch TV, see that race on TV every time they race. And we've got corporations and nonprofits all over the country looking to help us out with this program. So from a local level, and that's where the most important piece of this is, we've got 12,000 Legion posts across the country. Why not use them for resource centers?
Okay, let's just jump right in here and understand these daunting statistics that Jim has just shared with us. But let's understand what he just said also. The American Legion has 12,000 posts around the country. Those are posts that can become centers of joy, centers of happiness, centers of peace and love. And that's what's going to combat this terrible, terrible pandemic of suicide, because we have to learn to stop the stigma. The stigma is, well, gee, I don't need help. You know, I was in the armed forces. Yeah. I'm a tough person, whether fit man or woman. Stop the stigma. Urge people to reach out. It is the most important aspect of life. Touching another person, especially a veteran. Am I right on that, Jim?
Especially you're so right. A veteran. I'm glad you mentioned that, because the main priority, be the one, is to remove that stigma. And what a better way to talk to reach out and try and help another veteran. Veterans talking to veterans are really, we all talk the same language. Many of us have seen the same things. A lot of them have seen the same traumas and the same horrible things that nobody would ever want to see. So what we do is we reach out, we call them buddy checks. So you reach out to a veteran, you ask about their well-being, you start a conversation, know what questions to ask. You know, a lot of our members are being trained to do that and learn how to listen. And when you learn how to listen.
This is so important, these words you just used. Yeah. Learn how to listen. I'm going to jump in here and just mention that everything we're talking about with veterans, and especially the buddy check, learn how to listen. When you do this, it will make you a better person. You will become better for it, because you're going to learn to listen. That will help everybody in your life, especially you, but your family, your friends, and the entire country. This is the time. Learn how to listen. It is so vital with, as we say, Armed Forces Day, which most people don't know about, but you should. This year is Saturday, May 20th, followed immediately by Memorial Day, where people give out poppies or buy poppies or use poppies as a symbol to remind us that freedom is not free. And these are the people that put themselves on the front line to defend freedom, no matter, and throughout the world. The American Legion is dedicated also to helping people transition from the military into active civilian life, which, by the way, is not simple. It is a difficult transition, and the best of circumstances, and the American Legion is right there to help people so that they don't fall into that pit. And that you have things called the buddy checks. I'm going to mention it again three times. Go to betheone.org, BETHEONE, betheone.org, betheone.org. Understand that you're the one that can help save a life. You can prevent suicide. And it's as easy as the following. Hey, nice to see you. Thank you for your service. We appreciate it. Is there anything I could do to be of benefit? That's it. And then learn to listen. Jim, those words are resonating. Learn to listen is a great slogan for the world. And I want to make mention also that the American Legion is so active in everything to do with helping our veterans, which represent, by the way, 6.4% of the American population. We're not talking a small group of people. These right. are the people who have actively signed up to be of benefit. Those who protected us, it is in our domain to help protect them. And the way you do it is with a smile, a hello, and just say, I'm here to be of help. What could I do to help you? And urge people to understand about the buddy check. Now, tell us a little bit more, we only have a minute left. Tell us a little bit more about the buddy check system and what people can do. As I mentioned, dial 988 extension 1. Give us one more item that you really want people to take away with them on this remarkable, important interview that we're doing right now.
Well, once you identify that veteran at risk, it's so important that the community that surrounds that Legion post gets involved and tries to get this veteran help. Because it's you could wait 4, 5, 6 weeks for an appointment with either a private or a VA doctor or a mental health therapist. But maybe in that community, you got somebody that a clergyman, a social worker, a local hospital that can get involved and give that veteran at least start them on the road to recovery. That's so important. So that's what we've decided to do with the Legion Post, is make them some resource centers. But we can't do it alone. The communities have to be involved.
Resource centers, 12,000 resource centers around the country. But as Jim says, it's up to you. It's up to me. When you see a veteran, or you know a veteran, or you know somebody knows a veteran, ask around, say, Is there somebody I could just talk to and say hello? Just tell them how much I appreciate you. You hear these words? We appreciate you. Go to betheone.org, betheone.org. You can make a difference. Go mad, as we speak on our show all the time. Go mad, go make a difference. Jim Triola, thank you so much for being here. And for all our listening audience, go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. You can save a life by doing that. Thank you so much. Best
wishes. Thank you so much.